This is Ty Taylor on WRMJ. Our Rock Ridge High School Sports Spotlight this week takes us to the baseball program. We're speaking with Carson DeCarroll, who struck out 13 batters in a 13-3 Rock Ridge win over Sherrard in baseball on Monday. With that performance, he surpassed the 200 career strikeout mark. So Carson, we'll start there. Just what does that individual milestone mean to you? That's a pretty impressive number.
It means a ton to me. Since freshman year, I've been setting goals for myself. Freshman year, I told myself I'm going to break the high school strikeout record. And honestly, I got three more games to break it. So,
Carson, you were talking a little bit there just about how you've pitched at the varsity level from, you know, basically your freshman year starting there and now up to your senior season. So the growth that you've seen out of yourself as a player through those years as you've progressed through the program, what do you attribute that to?
It starts in my head. Freshman year, I came in as, you know, undersized, skinny kid. And as I went on, I gained weight. And then obviously the coaching change from Page to Chisholm is a big thing too. Obviously Chisholm is a better coach than Page was. But, I think it just starts in my head and, you know, the role, I just like the tribute to the team. I mean, I will just do what helps the team.
So talking about, you know, more kind of you individually on the mound, just speak to me about for you, you know, when things are really going well for you, what has to be working with kind of your repertoire you have on the mound?
It starts the day before I start. I'm watching videos of my previous starts. I'm seeing what's working, what's not. I talk to my pitching coach, send him videos, see what's going on. He tells me what I need to change, what I don't need to change, what's working, what's not working. And, honestly, right now my curveball is probably my best pitch. That's what I struck the three guys out in the first inning against Sherrard, and then obviously Porta. It's my strikeout pitch. My curveball is my strikeout pitch right now. Probably my best one.
Well, and the kind of the roster makeup for Rock Ridge this season, I know, like, especially small school baseball teams, maybe they have, you know, one really top-level pitcher. Maybe they have two quality arms. But the way that you and your teammates, you really have, like, three really high-level, top-of-the-rotation, like, starting pitchers, which is rare for schools Rock Ridge's size. So, I mean, how much does that help you knowing that you have, you know, such a great rotation outside of just you?
It's honestly great. Like, I know I can trust these guys. I can fall back on, you know, Ryan, Cullen, and even Tanner Dye or Braden Brown. I can fall back on those guys if, you know, I'm not 100% working. These kids are working counts up. I'm running my pitch count up. And, like, I know I can trust those four guys behind me. And it's an amazing feeling.
So off to an 8-3 start as a team so far this season. You've played, you know, some really strong competition here in the early part of the spring of 2026 as well. So as we're, you know, early April, just what have you thought of the overall season you and your teammates have put together so far?
I feel great about us right now. The tough loss against St. Joseph Ogden, I mean, that's the best team in 2A right now. So, and we kept it competitive for like five innings there. And like, it was a good game up until the end. Porta, they lost two games this year. We faced their number one guy, Galesburg and Allman. Allman's a great team. Galesburg's a great team. I mean, we face competition no matter, like, where we go. If we're here, if we're all over in Jacksonville, like, we face top-of-the-line competition, and I feel great about us right now.
Yeah, really just the last thing I've got for you, Carson. Just speak to me generally kind of about what – you know, the expectations you have for yourself, your team this season. What do you want to accomplish here in the spring of 2026 with the Rockets?
We want to make a run to state. I mean, we have the pieces. We have a great pitching rotation with me, Ryan, Cullen, Tanner Dye, Braden Brown. We're deep everywhere. I mean, Coach Chisholm says after literally every game, he's like, "You guys make it really hard to make a lineup after like every at bat you guys put up." And it's an amazing feeling. Like if we like we win, and like it just feels awesome.
Rock Ridge senior baseball standout Carson DeCarroll picked up his 200th career strikeout on the mound this week, and it went over Sherrard on Monday. Carson, thanks so much for the time, man. Appreciate it. Good luck the rest of the season. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.